Hi there, my name's Graham Holland. I'd like to welcome you to the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 70. And in this show I'm going to be playing you songs from the four acts that are going to be performing at the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event, which is on Friday the 25th of May 2012. The wonderful View 2 Gallery on Matthew Street, our regular venue. And we've got Lizzie Nunnery, Dan Whitehouse, Dave Dean and The Science of the Lamps, and I'm going to be playing you one track from each of those, as I said, and telling you a little bit about them along the way. The tickets for that show are £5 in advance from wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic, and the doors open at 8 o'clock, the music starts at 8:30 sharp, and the night finishes around about 11:15. And there's a Facebook event as well. Go to facebook.com/Liverpool Acoustic and click on the events tab and you'll find it. To start us off, we got Lizzie Nunnery, and it's great to see Lizzie back for us, because she played for us when we first started in 2009. She played for us, and she has been back since, not through lack of trying, but because she's just been busy doing so many other things. But this is what we write about her. Lizzie Nunnery has stories to tell and a voice to make you listen. With the release of her debut album Company of Ghosts in spring 2010, Lizzie's reputation as a captivating new voice of British folk has continued to grow. BBC Radio 2's Mike Harding named the album in his top 10 releases of 2010, and it was nominated for Best Debut in the 2010 Spiral Earth Awards. She's played at folk festivals and venues across the UK, and in 2010 she played as part of the Irish Sea Sessions for the Liverpool Irish Festival at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, alongside a 14-piece all-star band including Neve Parsons and Damien Dempsey. She's going to be taking part in the next one this coming October, so we're really looking forward to that. And her second album is due to be released sometime this year, hoping, fingers crossed, it'll be June or July, but we'll see. She's also an award-winning playwright with a stage play Intemperance, receiving a 5-star review in The Guardian, and her play with songs The Singer was broadcast on BBC Radio 4. And she's also done some composition for short films and other radio plays as well, so she's been a very, very busy person. You can find Lizzie online at lizzienunnery.co.uk, and that album, the first album, Company of Ghosts, is available to buy from her website. I'm going to play you one of the tracks from the album. This is the opening track. It's called England Loves a Poor Boy, the Ballad of Ernest Mark.
Sun shall set over. pounds till your feet bleed numb.
Loves a Poor Boy by Lizzie Nunnery, and as I said, we're really looking forward to seeing Lizzie back at the View 2 Gallery with Vidar accompanying her as well. So yes, now our next performer is our out-of-towner, and it's Dan Whitehouse, and he's from Wolverhampton. And Dan writes, music steeped in timeless roots traditions, laced with lyrical twists that narrate modern life. Following on from his three EPs, The Balloon, The Bubble and The Box, his eponymous debut album is acoustic at heart, sensitively embellished with a creative band of musicians who add their distinctive sound to Dan's muse. And Tom Robinson from BBC Six Music said, this is a quote from him, sensational. If this track had Peter Gabriel's name on the sleeve, it would be hailed as a major return to form. Deserves a lot of respect. So I'm looking forward to seeing Dan play for us and hearing him at the View 2 Gallery. You can find him online at dan-whitehouse.com, and he's got an album called Octagon, which is available to buy. Sorry, I'm losing the wrong bit here. He's got an album called Dan Whitehouse. That's what it means when it says eponymous. An album called Dan Whitehouse, which is available to buy from his website, dan-whitehouse.com. And this is a track from that album. It's My Heart Doesn't Age, It Just Gets Older.
Age, it just gets older, as if it's frozen in time, but it doesn't feel colder. My body shows the signs, but inside I'm still about 5. Like an old drum machine, so young. listen to an old man and really focus on what he says. There are feelings there that don't decay with age. The heart grows stronger and fights for success. It'll win in the end. And this old drunk machine
listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Well, this winter's coming on heavy like a weight on my back. It's clear you're not the same one I went with. It's the same old road, I walk the same old track. I walk each time that I have relented. You've got a lot going on this time, but I need a break. Don't take this constant pressure you're under. It's like I'm second guessing while I'm second best. And all the time I feel you're dragging me under. This life can't make it through another winter. I know this life will be gone with all the snows of winter. It's not the first time I've felt it, and it won't be the last. I thought that if it's you who I'd follow. Now the frost on the window and the leaves on the ground, I find the thought of that just leaving me hollow. And this love can't make it through another winter. I know this love will be gone with all the snows of winter. I know this love will be gone with all the snows of winter. I know. Drawing it quickly and the clock's falling back. and it seems there's still no light in the distance. You said that 6 months was a limit, or a year at the most, but it's only you believe in that pretense. And it's like, can't make it through another winter. I know this life will be gone with all the snows of winter. I know this life can't make it through another winter. I know this life will be gone with all the snows of winter.
Dave Dean and a song called This Love. And Dave is a singer-songwriter based in Cheshire, similar in style to acts such as Crowded House and David Gray. The music falls somewhere between pop, folk and indie. His latest album, Octagon, which is where I was reading it from before when I got it mixed up with Dan Whitehouse, yes, is Dave Dean. His latest album, Octagon, was launched with a month-long run of shows at Edinburgh Fringe Festival. The album was produced by Nigel Stonier, who has worked with acts such as Thea Gilmore, Sandy Tom and Lindisfarne. The tour to support the album has taken them nationwide, including festivals in Brighton, London, Devon and Anglesey, and support slots for The Christians, Rod Clements, Echo Belly, Thea Gilmore, and Mark Morris of the Blue Tones, and Badly Drawn Boy. Octagon was followed up by the This Love EP, which that track was taken from, and the new album, Tricks of the Light, is in the process of being recorded at the moment. So, there's another local performer. You can find all the information you need about Dave Dean at his website, which is dave.co.uk, and Dave is spelled D-A-Y-V-E, which I've not seen that spelling before, but it's certainly very distinctive, and the web address is available as well. So dave.co.uk, D-A-Y-V-E.co.uk. That's Dave Dean. So, finally, we've played Lizzie Nunnery, Dan Whitehouse, and Dave Dean, our final artists that are appearing at the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event are The Science of the Lamps. And The Science of the Lamps was discovered by Kaya in a restaurant in Prague, December 2010. She just didn't know what it was yet. Since then, the sounds have gradually been shaped in collaboration with Greta Kaur and a growing collective of fabulous people to create audiovisual expressions of motions and impression. And they're inspired by poetry, film scores, Norwegian folk music, rock, industrial sounds, nature, wind, flamenco, slam poetry, soul, funk, folk, rhythm and blues, the drum and bass, music boxes, metal, goth and whiskey, and not necessarily in that order, or whatever comes out when they all come together. The first single, a double header called 27 Club Reject and Mr. Agony, was released on the 10th of February on Ultimate Fake / Cavern Records, and an album is out in June, or due out in June, should I say. I'm going to play you one of those two tracks from the double-headed single. This is the 27 Club Reject. For those of you who don't know, the 27 Club is the club of people who died when they were 27. Thankfully, there's a few people around. Hopefully, that's not going to be joining the 27 Club, they still managed to make a great song out of it. So this is The Science of the Lamps and the 27 Club Reject.
I survived. Never gonna be a rock star. 28, so already too late to join the 27 Club. No, I'll never be a rock star. The Caribou star, my death is not an option. All these towns of pain, a red has been a waste. I'm not burnt out, yet I'm not a faded rock star. Never died. So excuse me while I never kiss the sky. No, I'll never be a rock star. My tattoos are flawed on skin that's setting down. All my teenage angst replaced by logic thoughts. Who'd I wanna die young? 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 I'm left out. I will never be a rock star. All my life I've had urges there to live my life too fast. But I'll never be a rock. I'm too fond of lazy Sundays outside cafes. I'm too sensible to blow my nose cold. Who would ever wanna die young? 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 It's okay that I'll never be a rock star. Though I love rocking out on stage and shooting down day deep, but I'll never be a rock star. Curtain Dennis will not get another member. Mr. Mojo Rising can just rest in peace. But who would ever wanna die young? Who would ever wanna die young? Who would ever wanna die young? Who would ever wanna die young?
Sudden ending there. That was The Science of the Lamps and 27 Club Reject. Yeah, who do I ever want to die young indeed? So there they are, the artists they're putting in the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event on Friday the 25th of May 2012. The View 2 Gallery, Lizzie Nunnery, Dan Whitehouse from Wolverhampton, Dave Dean and the Science of the Lamps. Tickets are £5 in advance, so £6 on the door, £5 from wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic. And doors open at 8 o'clock, music starts at 8:30, and we do hope to see as many of you there as possible. Right, as I like to do on these shows, I'm going to play you two bonus tracks. The first one came to me on the SoundCloud Dropbox. It's soundcloud.com/Liverpool Acoustic. And if you go to soundcloud.com/Liverpool Acoustic/Dropbox, you go straight to the Dropbox. And it's Sophie Bellamy. And I misread it actually the first time I saw it. I thought it was Bellamy, but it's not, it's Bellamy. Sophie is a singer-songwriter from North Wales / Chester, an eclectic blend of acoustica, folk and indie pop. I've seen her draw comparisons to the likes of Laura Marling, Camera Obscura, Katie Tunstall and Bon Iver. Recent efforts have seen the independent release of a 6-track EP, My Friend the Moon, which is available on iTunes / Amazon as an MP3 download. She's been playing lots of really great gigs with some really great people, and that's a quote directly from Sophie. You can find her at sophiebellamy.co.uk, and her SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/sophiebellamy. And this is one of the tracks that she sent my way. This is The Story of Charlie and Two Fat Ladies.
Look out, he's ready. He's sitting in his favorite chair, shouting through windows, spouting words into the air. He remembered his glasses today. He mumbles loudly, but he always gets his way. Charlie, you've always been a true gent in disguise. You're sweet. Strawberries, a very subtle bride. Look out, they're coming, marching somewhat apathetically. Loaded tartan trolleys dragged next to their feet.
Slippers in the daytime,
puddles of rain. Got their bargains with their brollies once again.
These two fat ladies will sit and talk for hours, both with a cake each so hastily devoured.
La da da do da da da.
sweet gift of strawberries, a very subtle bride.
Okay, I didn't mean to do that. I just pressed the wrong button. Okay, try that again. Yeah, that was Sophie Ballamy. You know, anybody who was more professional would go back and edit that out, but I can't be bothered to. Yeah, that was the wonderful sound of Sophie Ballamy. And as I said, you could find her at sophieballamy.co.uk and soundcloud.com/sophieballamy. The track which just jumped in unexpectedly because I pressed the wrong button is the final track which I'm going to play for you, and it's Michael Weston King. And this is what I've got about Michael. Michael Weston King is widely acknowledged as one of Britain's finest singer-songwriters, admired by the likes of Ron Sexsmith, Jackie Leven, and the legendary Townes Van Zandt, who recorded one of his songs. He draws his influences from a wide range of styles, from pop to folk, from country to soul, from blues to gospel. He's a former leader of UK alt-country pioneers The Good Sons, with whom he made 4 critically acclaimed albums in a 7-year career. Americana UK said, the British band that played alt-country before anybody knew what the hell it was. 10 albums and countless tours, both solo and with the likes of Nick Cave, Guy Clark, Steve Earle, Roger McGinn. And many more have seen MWK become recognised as one of the finest songwriters. And he's now teamed up with his other half, Lou Dalgleish. Michael and Lou will be performing as My Darling Valentine at Grateful Fred's at Formby British Legion on Wednesday the 6th of June 2012, with support from Americana singer-songwriter Sean Keefe. Tickets for that are £8 from the link which I'll put in the show notes, but you can find anything you want from gratefulfred.co.uk. My Darling Clementine will feature songs from their debut album together, 13 brand new songs written by King and Dalgleish of love, separation, bitterness and acrimony. Sounds like a match made in heaven. You can find Michael Weston King at michaelwestonking.com. That's westonking.com. And this track is taken from Michael's album I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, and it's called Life Is Fine.
I went down to the river. I sat down on the bank, tried to think, but I couldn't. So I jumped in and I sang. Came up once and I hollered. Came up twice and I cried. If that water hadn't been so cold, 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 I might have sunk and died. But it was cold in that water, it was cold. It was cold in that water, it was cold. Took the elevator, 16 floors above the ground, and I thought about my baby, and I thought I would jump down. I stood there and I hollered.
yesterday, and I cried. If it hadn't been so high, I might have jumped and died. But it was high up there, it was high. It was high up there, it was high. I'm still here living, I guess I will live on. I could have died for love, but for living I was born. Though you may hear me holler, and you may see me cry, I'll be dark, sweet baby, if you're gonna see me die. Life is fine, life is fine. Fine as wine, fine as wine. Life is fine, life is fine. Fine as wine, fine as wine.
Those of you going along to Grateful Fred's for that night, in for a cracking time, I must say. Thank you to all of the artists and musicians who have allowed me to play their music on the show. They are Lizzie Nunnery, Dan Whitehouse, Dave Dean and the Science of the Lamps, all playing at the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event. And the bonus tracks from Sophie Bellamy and Michael Weston King. This has been the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 70, if you get the chance, please support your local artists by emailing them, joining their mailing lists, leaving them comments, going to their gigs, liking their Facebook pages, everything like that, and buying the music direct from them where possible. The Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight is produced and presented by me, Graham Holland, grahamholland.co.uk, on behalf of the Liverpool Acoustic website at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk, and is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The theme music you can hear behind me is King of the Fairies by Andrew Ellis from his CD Midnight on the Water, and I really should play one of his one of Andrew's tracks as a bonus track in a future show. I think I will. That's it. I hope you've enjoyed the show and given you a taste of what to expect on the 25th of May. Really looking forward to it. I do hope you can make it. Until the next show, this is me, Graham Holland, saying take care. I'll speak to you soon.